Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul Hamilton joining us live this morning, Sabres beat reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550. Sabres draft weekend is over, and Jack Eichel is still on the team this morning. Paul, good morning. What is your take? How did the Sabres do this weekend?
Well, they did very well in the Rasmus Ristolainen trade, I think, to the Philadelphia Flyers. People might be saying, well, isn't Reinhart the better player? So why did they get less for Ristolainen? And it's really a concept of the National Hockey League where right-handed shooting big defensemen are more of a quantity that teams want than a winger. And even though Reinhart played a little center last year, he's considered a winger. So it's just they're more sought-after quantities, defensemen like that. So Ristolainen netted them more than Reinhart did, even though a fan would be right in saying, well, Reinhart's the better player. So in that, they did very well in the Ristolainen trade. They did get a number one pick and a very, very good goaltending prospect for Reinhart. And as far as the draft goes, well, they're 18-year-old kids, and I'll give you an example of their second first-round pick, Isaac Rosen, a forward. He's about 150 pounds. He's a real nifty, fast, quick type of player. But they were talking about, well, we have to project this 18-year-old and what he's going to be like at 21. And they looked at how big his parents are to try to figure out how big he might project to be when he's 21 years old. So it's not just looking at a player and his hockey and his skill. They have to do things like, well, how big are his parents? That might tell us how big he might be when he is fully grown at 21. So it's really, that's the way NHL drafting goes.
It is interesting. You know, you mentioned Ristolainen, Reinhart, no longer members of the Sabres, and I'm sure we'll get to Eichel a little bit more in a second, but I mean, it's really, Paul, I think it's, even though sad to see some of your best players go on one hand, on the other, I think a lot of fans are going to like just a completely new look, a fresh start, or as much of a fresh start as there can be for this team, given everything that we've been through over the past, you know, five, six, seven decade.
Well, even before Eichel hurt his neck, I think he was going to be traded anyway. I mean, this isn't Eichel asking to be traded more than it was Kevin Adams decided that moving forward, it's better for the Buffalo Sabres organization not to have Eichel here. So that was the decision that he made through conversations he's had with Eichel and thinking what's best for the Buffalo Sabres to move forward. So that's what he's trying to do. He has a certain vision for a team and how that team should be formed. And moving forward, that didn't include Eichel. In Reinhart's case, Reinhart never was offered. You know, he at the Zoom call after he was traded to Florida, he finally said, I'd always suspected it, but he finally said, look, I was never offered a long-term deal. I was willing to sign one. I did everything they asked me to do, but they've never offered me one. So that kind of forced his hand to say, well, it's time to move on.
Wow. Well, on Eichel, so it didn't happen this weekend, but do you still expect that he'll be traded?
Yes, yes. And it wouldn't shock me. I'm not predicting it, but it wouldn't shock me if he winds up in the Sabres lineup to start at least a little bit. You know, if they don't get the deal they want, they're not going to force the deal. They're not going to make a bad trade just to get him gone. And Adam said, he goes, I'm perfectly fine if Jack Eichel is in training camp for us when training camp rolls around. He said, I have no problem with that whatsoever. And so, you know, they're not just going to make a deal for the sake of making a deal. They want to make sure it's the right deal. And if it's not, they'll wait until the right deal rolls around.
Is it detrimental at all, do you think, if the captain of your team is someone you know who's got one or if not 2 feet out the door, but he's still sticking around at the start of training camp?
It would be a huge distraction, no question about it. You know, but I agree with Kevin Adams. Don't make the Ryan O'Reilly trade. I mean, just to make the trade, but definitely it would be a distraction if Jack Eichel were still around when training camp rolled around.
What about Linus Ullmark?
They're still trying to come to terms with him. Free agency starts at noon on Wednesday. He is an unrestricted free agent as of noon on Wednesday, and they are still trying to get a deal done. They want Linus Ullmark to be their number one goalie. They've told him that, and they're still in negotiations with him. Jake McCabe, on the other hand, they tried to get in negotiations with, and Jake told them he is going to test the market to see what's out there.
Do you kind of agree with, you know, coming from the fan perspective, I mean, just a total reset. We've talked a lot about the players, but, you know, Paul, I'm thinking everything from the goal song and, you know, everything else. I need to flip the page entirely and start anew and just kind of wash any stink off that's still on there. And, you know, the jerseys will look new to a lot of fans who didn't have the opportunity to go in last year. It kind of will feel a little bit different. But do you agree with that what's best might just be to start from scratch?
Well, with Ristolainen and Reinhart and Eichel and McCabe all probably gone, basically all you have left from this awful losing is Gergensen's. He'd be the only one left from it. The rest of them would all have been weeded out. And don't forget, too, before the Buffalo Bills got good, McDermott got rid of Watkins. He got rid of Darius, two very, very good football players. But they did not fit his vision of what he wanted as a Buffalo Bill. And Eichel, Reinhart, Ristolainen, those guys do not fit the vision of what Kevin Adams wants. And he's doing the same thing. He's getting rid of some very, very good hockey players because his vision of what the Buffalo Sabres need to be do not include those guys.
Well, as busy as the weekend was, do you think free agency will be just as active?
I think it's ridiculous if they are hugely active, because that's when you wind up with Jeff Skinner-type contracts where you're saying 2 years later, why did we do that? Now we're stuck with six more years and we don't know what to do with this guy. And that's what happens with free agency more times than not. So I think what you use free agency for is to help your bottom six forwards. Get a little bit tougher. Get a little more grit. Find some guys that can contribute offensively, but yet also can find good role players. They understand their role. They play it well. That's what got the Tampa Bay Lightning over the top for the last 2 years, so winning the Stanley Cup. They had the talent. They didn't have those players. Once they went out and got those players, they became Stanley Cup champions. So that's what I would be looking for in free agency, is guys to fill in on my bottom six.
All right. Well, let's hope everything works out over the next week and we can turn that page and start fresh in a good way. Paul, thanks so much for the update. That's Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, joining us live. Still, maybe some moves to happen later on this week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.